All right, it's the rundown. Today is Thursday, March 8th. Shout out to Tim Cobbett. Happy birthday. It's not a big deal. The rundown is brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the best way to buy and sell tickets on the secondary market because it takes all the tickets available and puts it in one easy-to-read chart where you see exactly what everybody's charging. So you know who's jacking the prices up. You know who's just looking to unload the tickets as fast as they can so you can get the best deal possible. They also guarantee that every ticket is real, no fraudulent nonsense. You can get tickets to sporting events, concerts, the theater, what else? Fucking comedians. Every time there's live action, SeatGeek's got you covered. So download the free app, go to settings, enter the promo code RUNDOWN, and you'll get $10 off your first ticket purchase. We start today, by the way, this is the weird trio. Three weirdos.
It's crazy, because every time we do it, like, yeah, you guys want to do a rundown? Yeah, and then you look at topics, you're like, there's no fucking topics.
It's always, the topics always stink, and then we always make something out of nothing.
Yeah.
So this first topic.
We almost had just a cute video of a dog on the rundown today.
Yeah.
It's a good way to break it up. Like, yours is a cute dog.
Even Tech Andrew was like, you're doing a dog as a topic.
So we quickly, don't worry, we swapped it out for porn. So we'll be good. First topic, smart. Though, is a good one. It is International Women's Day, and your girl Jennifer Lawrence is in the headlines.
She is often. She finds herself there a lot.
Quite frequently.
But I don't mind it. I think people get sick of her. I'm a pro Jennifer Lawrence guy.
I can't figure her out. I don't know how I feel about her. Like on one hand.
There you go.
Yep, say on one half.
Yep. You said one half.
On one hand, she kind of seems like a minx, and she had the pictures and all that with the fappening, and you're like, oh, she's kind of. On the other hand, you see this, and you're like, yeah, Jennifer Lawrence definitely doesn't like. Fuck.
Well, so that's the story here. She says that she doesn't have sex because she's a germaphobe. She says she makes all of her partners take STD tests, so she's really not into the whole swapping of bodily fluids and whatnot, which is a pretty big part of sex.
Yeah,
it's hard to have sex if you're going to be worried about that stuff.
I'll date Jennifer Lawrence and we can just never fuck. Good, I'm down with this.
Yeah.
Sex is icky, man.
It's cooties.
Yeah.
It's gross.
It's gross, dude.
You out on sex?
I'm definitely out on kissing. And then
I would kiss Jennifer Lawrence.
You guys just talk about weird, crazy sex shit all the time?
Not all the time. It occasionally comes up, but I don't know.
Frequently.
I have sex occasionally. Whatever. Guilty. But it's disgusting. sex with me is gross. I'll tell you that.
Okay. Yeah. No.
But like,
okay.
But so yes, you're disgusting. But like Jennifer Lawrence probably has like fucking movie star boyfriends and hot dudes and shit. Like her sex is not gross.
Like the least disgusting sex that there is.
It's probably two hot people who are like in good shape and everything.
Everyone is putting tongues in buttholes. You can't.
Yeah, but it's like a
no
sexy,
non-gross way to do
it's
that.
It's like a sexy tongue and a sexy butt.
Yeah, but it's inherently gross. That poop comes out, Kevin. I almost called you Peter there.
And this is what happens with this trio.
Poop Peter?
Kevin.
I think
poop,
I got. I think, poop I, think Peter? I can trace it back. I think it was Jennifer Lawrence, Brett Sparrow, Peter.
Peter.
Turning.
By the way, I got a message from the Turning guys because Dave was out there, so that whole story came up.
Yeah.
And Peter swears he knew who I was. He said it took him 2 or 3 seconds, but then he figured it out.
I don't know about that, Uncle Pete. Supermarket.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think
like,
he was.
What was this? This is weird.
I think he didn't know
here.
Who I was.
We're on a red carpet.
Yeah, he definitely didn't belong
yeah,
there.
Yeah, people ask me, like, is Peter Chernin, that guy, is he like no Barstool? I'm like, I really hope not.
Like, I'm pretty sure he has way bigger things to do than worry about.
He forgot he owns Barstool.
Way
yes. He had no clue who I was.
Just a dollar value. That's pretty much
but,
how we do it.
So J-Law's in his new movie, and I mean,
I can respect a woman who
I find it surprising.
Who likes to
she seems
clean.
To be very cool, laid back, whatever. I wouldn't think that she'd be like, sex is icky. I thought she would be like, let's fucking go.
Well, Hubs in his blog had a good point. He's like, yeah, I say this too. He's like, yeah, no, I'm a germaphobe. That's why I haven't gotten laid. I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's like, Hubs needs to do that. Jennifer Lawrence, not too much.
I feel like with a celebrity, though, like, you can't go fucking random people because once you get herpes, like, you're the herpes celebrity.
And you become Michael Rapaport. It's like, not good.
Like that, nice. I understand, like, you're protecting your brand and you're protecting your vagina. Like, I can't get fucked with a diseased dick. That's a fair thing to say.
You can't knock anybody trying to prevent that from happening.
Yeah.
Dicks are gross. I agree with that.
That we can all agree on.
Grotesque.
Dicks are just coming in as like a rod of like,
just
like unknown, like bad things.
Yeah, just like I'm gonna shoot terrible stuff into you.
You don't know what it is. You don't know what it is.
You're gonna get dirty. The whole thing is a disaster. Now listen, the vagina is not like, you know, excellent either, but dicks are weird.
Like one of my favorite lines in movies is in Slapshot when they're talking about how his wife's a lesbian now or whatever.
Yep.
And he's like, I get that. He's like, I've taken a lot of showers with guys and I've seen it and it's not
good.
Men naked are disgusting. Women naked are beautiful. It's just very
the female form.
And I think
far superior.
You just agree with that. It's just no matter what side you're on, that's pretty 100%. Standard. Very standard.
100%.
We're gross.
Fact. I mean, we might be speaking just for the three of us here, but we are gross.
Touche.
Well, I mean, it segues nicely into this next
Jennifer's
topic.
Like, you need a fucking STD test in 6 months in the gym. Then I'll fuck you.
Then maybe I'll consider it. Right. And also, if you could, like, fix your face, too.
The shave only that fucking back. Get your ass waxed.
Everyone else is like, this'll work. Yeah. Sure. Like, okay, whatever.
This NFL prospect, LSU running back, getting grilled by, it's an anonymous team, I think, right?
Yeah,
I don't know who did it.
Yeah,
so this anonymous team is asking him, does he like men? Is his mom a hooker? Kind of trying to like throw him to the fire and see how he reacts and how
that
he handles himself.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't.
They're throwing to the fire, because there's a difference. Someone asks me something in a boardroom or someone trash talks me in a game, I'm going to have a different reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you just come to me in the street and say like, yo, your mom a hooker? But what the fuck is this?
If I have some,
if
like...
If someone said it to me, like, on the ice, I'd be like, all right, like...
You know what you're doing.
I know what you're doing.
If I had some, like, you know, nerdy, fucking, like, analytical GM assistant being like, hey, is your mom a whore? I'd be like, I'm going to break your face. Like, but on the, like, on the field, you know that shit talk is shit talk. Yeah. Honey Nut Cheerios type shit. Like, you have to be prepared for that.
It's kind of like Office Space when they're at, like, asking everybody all the questions to see who they're going to fire, who not, and the people try to give all their, like, calculated answers, and then what's the main guy's name?
Peter.
Where he's like, I really just don't give a fuck about anything, and they're like, give this guy a raise.
Yeah, so it's like you're giving him like, the opportunity almost
right,
to like give
exactly.
a good
it's
answer.
Almost,
so
all right,
Riggs, you were the fucking power play specialist at Harvard,
correct,
right?
Yeah.
So let's say you know you're getting
one
drafted in the NHL,
months,
and I'm the scout, and I'm asking you, do you like men? Is your mom a hooker? Tell me, go ahead, react.
I don't think so.
Well, that's not. I'm not drafting you. I don't think so.
The answer for both?
That was. You said, is your mom a hooker? I said, I don't think so.
He said, do you like men? Is your mom a hooker? You skirted the first one.
I didn't hear
red
that part.
Flag there.
So I'd be like, well,
all
right.
Take him off the board.
So I'd be like, all right, Riggs is gay.
Would be kind of a wild...
I actually do kind of like the answer if I don't know if my mom's a hooker. That's
yeah, I mean, you just don't know.
I think so.
But I mean,
she could be. I don't know if she does at night.
Yeah. You're deciding to pay people fucking tens of millions of dollars to be on your team. You can ask them whatever you want. Especially like when you're
The NFL is the only sport you do that in, though. Like any other, like if you're hiring the CEO of Barstool Sports, you don't get to ask Erica. Like
I think you should. I think you should be able to ask people whatever the fuck you want. If it's
imagine
your
that.
Decision.
I remember
who's
meeting Erica
be in your
at the coffee shop right outside. Imagine if I was like, all right, is your mom a hooker?
Just see how they react. Doesn't there like all kinds of crazy stories in like Wall Street and finance when they interview people and ask them crazy ass shit?
Yeah.
You just want to see how you react.
Yeah, but like I mean like a gay one like you just can't ask. Like you can't ask someone on Wall Street if they're gay.
I'm
I bet
sure
that happens.
Legally you cannot, right. But I'm saying, you know, I don't think it's a problem. I think you should be able to ask people whatever the fuck you want, just see how they react.
The NFL
you're
is.
Not saying, hey, are you gay? Because there's definitely a problem with that. You're just asking, like, hey, are you gay?
See how you're going to react.
How do they react?
The NFL definitely is a little different because so much of their market is middle America redneck, where like, I can see a team being, like, worried. Being like, if we have, like the Dallas Cowboys, I don't think can have a gay player. Like, it has to be, like, the Northeast team has to have, like, the first gay player.
Yeah, then it's definitely different. I would agree with that. If they're, like, asking because they're, like, if you say yes, you're out, that's bad. If they're asking just to kind of get a read, how do you react?
Just
how
the fuck
how
like
do
you
brain
your
work
toes,
through things?
We'll
I don't
you
know
up in your interview.
Well, how are we going to do a marketing? I mean, like, it happened with Dez Bryant, what was it, 5 years ago?
Same question.
Same question. But that, I feel like it was a bigger story then, or maybe I just, like, paid more attention to
well,
sports.
Well, I think Dez Bryant was a bigger name, right?
Oh, yeah. What's this guy's name?
Darius Geis.
Is he, like, a...
He's one of the best linebackers in the draft.
All right.
My thing is, though, like, would you not draft a guy because his mom was a prostitute?
No. Oftentimes, I feel like I would. Like, I'd be like, this guy's going to be fucking crazy on the football field. His mom's a hooker. He doesn't, I don't know, he doesn't know if he bangs guys or not. This guy's fucking crazy.
Yeah, he made it this far. Like, this guy's great.
Yeah.
What a legend. What a savage.
You're persevering if you are making it to a professional level if your mom's a hooker.
Like, loves his mom to death. She's a hooker. He's great in college. Now he's going to be a millionaire. Like, this guy's awesome.
Top of the board.
Fucking sign him up.
Second half of the rundown is brought to you by MyBookie. March Madness is here. That means there's a bazillion games to bet on and a lot of money to be made. MyBookie is one of the most reliable spots to do it because they pay out when you want your money. It's the name of the game. in gambling is trying to get money. So when you ask for it, they will let you take your money out. It sounds like such a simple process, but a lot of places, they give you the runaround, they hold on to it. My bookie will pay you out, no questions asked. Right now, if you use the code RUNDOWN, you get a 50% bonus on your first deposit. So go to mybookie.ag today, use the code RUNDOWN, you get a 50% bonus on whatever you initially put up. Start betting through the tournament, a lot of money to be made, so get it. A little Where Are They Now update on one of the all-time smoke shows. I don't remember her name, but she's super hot. Kate from Fairfield.
Oh, I was going to say Samantha.
Nope, Kate.
Kate.
Not even close. Samsonite. So she was getting dumped, and she fucking broke her boyfriend's nose because he was trying to dump her. I think this is, you know, the classic, the age-old, as hot as a girl is, there's always somebody tired of fucking her.
Yeah. I don't know if that even applies here. I think my take.
I mean, listen, she's a beautiful girl, and a lot of people's first reaction is like, oh my god, how could you dump this girl?
Oh, I didn't think about that. Anyone can get dumped. I get dumped sometimes.
It's crazy that you're ever even in a position to be dumped.
You're right.
correct.
We're just talking about how disgusting and terrible we are and just not eligible to be dated.
Imagine if Feidelberg dumped you. That's like gotta be the lowest.
Break the fuck out of this nose. I've been begging for my nose to get broken since I was like 6. Because then you go in there and
you're
like,
be like, shape
you're
it
like
up.
Yo, by the way, clean this fucking schnoz up.
You want me to break your nose? I think we've had this conversation before. What? I'll break your nose for you.
Yeah? Do it right now. I was worried he was going to.
I think anyone, been like, an all-time moment.
Would have been
just
glasses.
Kevin Wright hooked you.
Oh. I was like, all right then.
That's a rundown. My way.
I think anyone who takes it helps. If you get punched in the face once and you take yourself to the hospital, I don't care if it's a guy or a girl hitting you.
Did you see the picture, by the way?
No.
So it's like, we can't put the picture out. That was private, but. This girl packs a punch. Like,
no,
she's
real
fucked
up.
Like,
yeah, that's bad.
Like, broken nose. Because my first reaction was like, broken nose, like, really? And, like, it's like,
no, nose looks like a river at this point.
Yeah.
It's like left, really? Right.
And
left.
I think he still had dried blood. Yeah, look. I mean, this kind of sucks for the viewers.
We're going to show it, but not show it.
Yeah.
We're going to show it, but not show it.
This is a kid who deserves to get punched in the face.
I was going to say.
Look at the caption.
The Kate thing comes with a broken nose.
That's pretty funny.
I mean,
he doesn't deserve to get punched in the
face. He doesn't strike me
it's
as
funny. I like,
the
he
type
made
of guy
funny.
That would
it's
end
a
up
good
with
caption,
that.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Maybe that's why, though. Like, funny wit like that's how you end up with the hot chick.
I'd get myself to the hospital. I'd get the nose. I'd get the plastic surgery, too, of course. And, but I don't think I, like, I mean, look, gals, God, that was close. I felt the wind.
Yeah,
that was
pretty
jet-y quick
for you, too, Kevin.
The,
very quick.
You know, gals have been wearing punches from dudes for like hundreds of years. Say you ran to the door. Just like.
Do the old classic. Like,
take one for the team, dude. You can't be. You know, like just where are they? You got two black guys. Well, I bought myself on a cabinet.
You're saying he can't go to the hospital. Like the
you can go to the hospital.
Can't go to the cops.
I was going
to
say she got arrested for it,
yeah,
too.
When they ask what happened, be like, I don't know, man. Like. I bumped my nose on the door. I fucking fell down the stairs.
Yeah,
to
press charges or whatever is like.
Yeah,
but
I mean, she could be like a next level like psycho. Right.
Yeah, but this
like,
is just awakening that beast because she's not going to jail for this.
No, but he's like, this needs to be on the police's radar in case like when the next thing happens.
Right.
Like, I mean, this needs to be on there.
This is like
there needs to be a
dream.
Record of this, right? Because he might be like, this is
doing
just
my best to
this is phase
calm.
One.
This is almost like you call the police to be like. When, you know, my apartment's burned down, you know who to go to.
Correct. Like there needs to be a trail.
When you
right.
find my charred
she
body.
Yes, when you find my remains, you know who it was.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, that's
I would just get it
I
was Kate tattooed on me.
Across the face?
Yeah.
It was Kate.
Nah, like, no, like, someone like an autopsy, like, only someone, like, a mortician would find it. Like, ooh, I found a clue here. Just like that weird, some
you,
weird mortician.
Your beautiful mind is working in some ways today. Talking about morticians and shit. This is something.
Mortician, huh? I like that you've got the mortician.
Yeah. I did not see a mortician reference coming on today's rundown.
I don't think I've ever heard one. That's great.
Last topic before we get into the after show. The Kansas City Royals once again are doing their fight against porn. They have a meeting, at least last spring training.
That's a losing battle. That's like Reagan's war on drugs. You're not winning this one, pal.
Just say no ain't going to work here, man. Every year, it seems like they're going to do this. They rally their team together for a meeting, and they have some sort of like anti-porn advocate talking hashtag porn kills love, and they are really proud on Instagram being like, we're the first and only team to like fight this fight. And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? This is not like some worthy cause. It's not like you're fighting like abuse or harassment. Like, just let dudes fucking pound and girls just fucking watch porn and enjoy themselves.
Like, don't you want your team like kind of jerking off or lose that energy so that they're like kind
of
even?
No, you don't have any sort of like domestic disputes, or you don't get caught with anybody you shouldn't, or you don't get you're not in the wrong scenes. Like, this is the way to go.
This is like we're fighting this fight, like. Dude, like the Egyptians were drawing fucking naked chicks in hieroglyphics.
From Egyptians to morticians.
Tugging their dicks in a temple. Like, it's. Wow. Humanity has survived this far with pornography. This leads me to believe that someone on the team.
I'm trying to.
Has a bad.
I'm letting
problem.
You get there. I want you to get there.
They make me think someone on the team has a bad. Like, a real. Porn
like this is almost like a staged intervention where it's like the whole team needs to get together because like you know one cat has
like, we need
a
Perez
super
to
problem.
Stop fucking clogging the showers. he just you know
who,
loads
you know
all
who
over
I thought about immediately though is our good friend George Brett. I feel like has to be like what the fuck is this about?
Yeah,
what's my
true.
Team? Unless maybe it's him.
He's like sending like strongly worded emails to the management. Like, are you fucking kidding me? This is what the Royals are doing.
Right, he's grooming links. Like, they can't even watch this video.
You watch this. You tell me they shouldn't be watching this. Are you kidding me? Just losing his mind.
I can either see that or like George Brett has never even like been on the internet. Like he doesn't even know what internet porn is. He's like, I just have real sex.
His fingers were covered in barbecue sauce.
But that was like the old man type for sure. It's like, all I do is have sex with real women. I don't have it on the computer. I'm George fucking Brett.
Even if he'd never been on a computer, George Brett would be like pro porn. Just like.
Has
not
to
a principle.
Yeah. I mean,
I can see George Brett just having a stack of nudie mags.
Yeah,
old school.
Time. Yeah.
Just thumbing through
the same
on
stack,
the bowl.
Same stack for like the last 30 years.
I mean,
he got mad when the Bush went out of style.
Yeah, big time. Yeah.
Super like, pumped that it's coming back.
That's like you can scour a fucking porn site all day and you always go back to the oldies. It's same type of deal. He's got his own mag.
I feel like anybody who's like against porn is a weirdo. That's a very strange thing to worry about. You don't want someone else looking at people fucking on the computer. You're worrying about.
I'm probably addicted to porn, and look at me. I'm
probably
fine.
Probably. You have bought 3 browser subscriptions in 1 year.
I get 3 months. No, not in 1 year.
18 months.
No. I've done 2 since New York. The other one was ages ago.
I think you're lying.
Erica just walked in for that.
That was good.
Did I expense those? I talked about it. Nothing.
We're good.
You could definitely expense it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, considering our subject material, that's research, basically.
Yeah.
And speaking of the weird show that we do, we had a voicemail yesterday on KFC Radio, or today. This dude calls in. He's got 3 nuts. 3 balls. One of which is kind of a benign tumor. So it's not really a testicle, but there's 3 nuts down there.
Aesthetically, it's...
Correct.
It's
there are 3 balls.
Okay.
And he wanted to know. He wanted to know if that is a good pickup line.
And absolutely not.
Thank you.
Wrong.
Not even close.
False. You're saying no, you're saying they're wrong.
Look,
you're wrong, Judge. You're wrong. You're wrong.
Rarely.
Speaking of wrong, that's incorrect. The
3 balls is gross.
Dude, 3 balls works as a fucking pickup line on me. I'd be like, let's go, bathroom. I need to see him.
Yeah, but that's just because you're just a weirdo.
Okay, if a chick came up to me and was like, I have 2 pussies, I'd be like, let's go, bathroom. I need to see him.
No, if a chick came up to me as a guy of 3 titties, I'd be like, that's fucking weird. Get out of here.
Total recall.
I don't think
come on.
So. Yeah. I love the fuck movie characters. I think there was a porn.
This guy is
give
on
me a 2
fire.
Titty,
this is NBA
Jam. 2 titty
right
normal
here.
Chick all day, 3 titties, I'm out. It's weird.
You're out?
Out.
I do have a story.
Yes.
That's just too weird.
Regs is wrong. Regs is wrong. Regs is wrong.
Like, how? Like that's very cool to be able to be like, hey, you want a story? Like, I got a story for you guys.
Look, the story thing, I get
I played
it's great,
fucking
but it,
pickleball with a chick's titty.
Pickleball.
On some level, if you get in there.
Pickleball and play this weekend. First time ever. It's fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We played it in high school, in gym class.
I was down in Florida this weekend. I think it's a big thing down there.
It's a great game.
Fun.
You ever play pickleball?
No.
It's great. You should do it.
It sounds great, Kevin.
It's like basically like ping pong if you were standing on the table.
Oh, okay.
So it's like wooden paddle, kind of like a
ball.
No. But it's like.
Sounds a lot like tennis.
It's like mini tennis. It's a much better way to describe it than ping pong with standing on the table.
No, it's not. I like mine better. Mini tennis and ping pong on the table are the same thing.
Regs is right.
Paddle and like a wiffle ball.
It sounded like you said, like, instead of playing on a table, you're standing on the court and hitting over what would be a ping pong net, which is literally.
I'm trying to remember. Is it like a badminton level, the net?
No, it's a tennis level.
Is it? Yeah. Is that low?
Maybe it's a little higher.
All right, so it's like playing tennis. anyway.
I think this guy's wrong.
I said, like, there is.
I'm just thinking, you could maybe find the girl
who would, like, laugh at it, and then maybe you can have a combo. I don't think there's any girl who's like, I want to fuck your three balls.
Yeah, right. I agree.
It's something mysterious. You're adding something unique to you that no one else in that bar has.
We started off the rundown by explaining how gross that general area already is. You want to make it weirder?
Well, but you know.
I think it would look like some fucking alien. Like,
I think it would look better, actually. I might get a testicle implanted. I think it's got like a more of a triangle aesthetic with that.
No, because then it's like a wandering ball. At least when you got two, they're always like a tandem, and they're kind of like,
they're like
together.
Buds.
When you got three, it's like this one ball. Could be up here, up down there, poking
then
out.
It's just like you have like a handful of like fucking, there's just like a mess. It can go all over the place.
Right. It's already enough of a mess. You don't need to make it a
single. Yeah. When you get the three in your hand,
do you think
your third one
is like extra, more sensitive than the other one?
Zero feeling, I would imagine.
Benign tumors? They don't have feeling?
I would imagine.
And how many nerve endings in there are there?
I have no idea about tumors. I'm not sure.
I don't think he would use it. I don't think that would be like, oh, I wasn't going to fuck this guy, but now I'm going to.
The only
to.
Thing that I would say is, maybe getting out in front of that story.
Look, mysterious.
So it's like, you know what you're getting
into.
That
would be different.
When I take my pants off, you're going to see three nuts.
But then it's not a pickup line. It's like, hey, I don't want to creep you out, so you say no, and we're just about to fuck.
Correct. Remember? The only way I would bring it up is if I was trying to get ahead of the story, not like, ooh, I think you're gonna like this, baby.
Dude, no. All you need to do is you gotta give her a reason to remember you. That dude, that fucking mysterious dude who wrote the game, that weirdo. No one would fuck that guy with the hat and the earrings and the lip ring.
What do you call it? Peacock.
But he's
having three nuts.
There's a reason to remember you. You go up, you go, I got three fucking balls. She's like, I remember that fella.
You will
remember
me.
He's a three-ball gentleman.
But I don't know if that's a good thing. You know?
He's a three-ball gentleman.
All right, that's the rundown.